This is Alive with Joseph.
Hallelujah. So we continue with the word of the Lord for this service. We opened up, I'm building on what I opened up last week. No DNA, just Christ. No DNA, just Christ. Good. Yeah. So we're going to continue. We left it off on knowing what are the things that Jesus' death did for us. And, you know, we're going to look into all of that. Now, what did Jesus' death do for the believer? Because the start of Christian race was actually the death of Christ, not his birth. The beginning of our Christian race was the death of Jesus and not his birth. So the gospel is about the death, burial, resurrection, and glorification of Christ. The gospel is about the death, the burial, the resurrection, the birth, the death, the burial, resurrection, and glorification of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. So the Bible tells us in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, it says, "Praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." He said he has given us, you know, a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ in his great mercy. In his great mercy, and he has given to us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So there are things that Jesus' death did for you and I, and one of the things that Jesus' death did for us is exchange. The number one thing that the death of Jesus did for us is exchange. That is, Jesus gave us the great exchange. Jesus gave us the great exchange. Exchange was the greatest thing that Jesus did for us. Number one, rather, is the great exchange. Exchange is one of the things that Jesus Christ has done for us. Exchange is one of the things that Jesus has done for us. And this morning, I want you to understand that Jesus gave us an exchange. You know, some time ago, I was at the mall. That was last month, actually. A brother who used to be, you know, who was in the church, but now he got a deal. He has an engineering company. He got a deal with one of the nations in our continent, and he's out there working. And he saw me. We met. He was back. And he said, "Pastor, you know, I don't have any. I only have dollars with me." So he brought out $100 and gave to me. So he gave me $100 US, and I still have it anyway. Amen. And I'm going to use it when I go overseas. Amen. It's not a seed. I'm not sowing to you. So let me ask, Brother Rendani, come. Do you have money in your pocket? You don't have any cash in you. Who has cash? Who has cash in their pocket? Any amount of money. You have cash. You have cash. Come, come. Thank you. Thank you. Come, come. So one of the things that Jesus did for us was exchange. Now, the US dollar to the rand, it's about 17 rands. So let's put that 17 rands. So this is $100 will be 1,700 rands, and Amu has 40 rands. That cannot exchange for this. His 40 rands cannot exchange for this. Are you understanding me now? Why? Because the exchange rate for this is 1,700 rands. He only has 40 rands. So hear this. Jesus, now, if I give him this money, I tell him, okay, what you have cannot buy this, but not a problem. Keep what you have and also hold this one. Don't give me the balance. Just hold it, keep what you have, and also take the dollars you're looking for, in as much as what you have cannot buy this equivalent amount of US dollars. So keep both of them. And don't give me the balance. Hear this. Jesus, what I have done is, he is not making up the balance. I've just given it to him without him making up the balance. So Jesus didn't come to make up the difference. Jesus removed it and he became the difference to us. So I have removed the difference. So he's not going to make up the difference for me again. No, I have removed the difference and I'm saying, go, you don't owe me anything again. That is what the exchange took care of. Are you understanding me now? The exchange was, Jesus said, you know, you can't make up the difference. So Jesus, actually, he didn't come to make up the difference. Jesus is the difference. That is what happens with redemption. It is a great exchange. That is, he took what you don't have and gave you what he has. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. Sorry, I'm not giving it to you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you so much. God will bless you. Now, that is what happens with the exchange that Jesus has given to us. 2 Corinthians, look at what it says here. 5 verse 21. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21. It says, for he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Exchange. The great exchange. He made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, and that you and I may be made the righteousness of God in him. It is stated in scripture that Jesus knew no sin, but he became sin. Not a sinner. He became sin. Jesus became sin, not a sinner. There is a difference. He became sin for us. He didn't become a sinner. He became sin that you and I might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We might be made the righteousness of God in him. So the righteousness that Jesus gave you is not inferior to the righteousness that he has. Are you understanding me now? On the scale of righteousness, Jesus doesn't weigh more than you. So what Jesus gave to you is his righteousness. The righteousness he gave you is not an inferior righteousness. It's an exchange. So that is what I was trying to explain with him. You know, he wanted the dollars, but he doesn't have what it takes to buy the dollars. So what do? I give it to him. Not because he merited it, but I give it to him out of the goodness of my heart. I say, you, what you have can't get it. No matter how much you give me that 40 rands, it cannot pay for it. But now I am giving. So Jesus, he became sin. He was not a sinner. He became sin for you and I, so that you and I can also become the righteousness of God in him. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Please give the Lord your praise this morning. Now, listen to this. What Jesus gave to you is his righteousness. For example, let's say that someone in the U.S. gives me a Rolls Royce. Someone in the U.S. gives me a Rolls Royce. And I drive the Rolls Royce here in Polokwane. Now, the Rolls Royce came from the U.S. And I'm driving the Rolls Royce here in Polokwane. I even take the Rolls Royce to Mashiko Tikaya. I drive it there. Does it reduce the value of the Rolls Royce? Are you sure? You're very sure. You're very sure. Now, this now is a trick question. You're very sure it doesn't reduce the value of the Rolls Royce. You're very, very sure. You're very, very sure. And that is true. Because the value of the Rolls Royce, you're right. Because the value of the Rolls Royce is not based on the person and where and the location that it is being driven. The value of the Rolls Royce is based on the make and the maker. So it is the same. If it's a Rolls Royce Phantom, whatever the price of a Rolls Royce Phantom is, that it will be remain the price. Even if I drive it in Mashiko Tikaya, it doesn't change the value of the Rolls Royce. Even if me, Joseph, a black man, drives the Rolls Royce, it doesn't change the value of the Rolls Royce. Because why? The value of the Rolls Royce has nothing to do with the driver and the location in which it was being driven. The value of the Rolls Royce is based on the car. It's the value of the Rolls Royce is based on the make and the maker. The make and the maker is what has increased the value of the Rolls Royce. So the righteousness you have received is not based on you. It is based on the Jesus who is the maker of the righteousness. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. So, Good News Translation puts it this way. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21. It says, Christ was without sin, but for our sake, God made him share our sin in order that in union with him, we might share the righteousness of God. So the death of Jesus made you irrevocably righteous. And the righteous you share, the righteousness you share, is not inferior to the one that he has. The righteousness you share is not inferior. You didn't reduce the value of the righteousness when he gave it to you. Why? Because the righteousness is based on him. TPT translation puts it this way. It says, for God made the only one who didn't know sin to become sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God through our union with him. So Jesus didn't know sin to become sin, and our union with him has made us righteous. So righteousness is a gift. The same way salvation is a gift. You can only receive, you cannot attain it. You can only receive it, you cannot attain. You cannot maintain or sustain righteousness by good behavior. But listen to this. You cannot receive the gift of, and also you cannot receive the gift of righteousness, and it doesn't affect your behavior. You cannot maintain, sustain righteousness by good behavior. But there's no how you receive the gift of righteousness. It doesn't affect your behavior. Your behavior will be affected. Are you understanding me now? Because your identity is affected. That's what we're dealing with in the first service. How, you know, Asa, he started well, but he did not remain in God. And because he didn't remain in God, his behavior was not altered. So that means he had a pseudo relationship with God. Are you understanding me? Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. Titus 2 verse 11 to 12 says, for the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. For the grace of God has appeared, thank you, that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passion, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. It teaches us. So you cannot sustain righteousness, maintain it by good behavior. But when you receive righteousness, it teaches you self-control. It teaches you to live an upright life, a godly life in this present age. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. So the first thing that the death of Jesus did was the great exchange. There was an exchange. Jesus is not completing the difference. He became the difference. Jesus became the difference. Number two thing that happened through the death of Christ is propitiation. The Bible says in the book of 1 John chapter 2 verse 1 to 2. It said, my little children, I write you these things so that you may not violate God's law and sin. But if anyone should sin, we have an advocate, one who will intercede for us with the Father. It is Jesus Christ, the all righteous, upright, just, who confirms to the Father's will in every purpose, thought, and action. And he, that same Jesus himself, is the propitiation, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, not for ours alone, but also for the sins of the whole world. So it is excess payment. Jesus is excess payment. He is the atoning sacrifice. He is excess payment. He says, I am, John writes, the beloved, he says, I am telling you, don't sin. But if you do sin, you have an advocate. If you do sin, you have an advocate. I am telling you, don't sin. But if you do sin, sweetheart, let me have your phone. Can I have your phone? He said, I am telling you, don't sin. But if you do sin, we have an advocate. But I tell you, don't sin. But if you do, we have an advocate. The makers of this phone, this is iPhone, I don't know which brand, this should be 15 Pro, yeah. The recent smartphones, now you can, when it falls into water, it will not get spoiled. When it falls into water, it can't get spoiled. When it falls, mark the word I'm saying, when it falls into water, it can't get wet. In as much as the phone, like the Samsung, as all of those smartphones, they are water resistant. In as much as this phone is water resistant, this phone you are having, it doesn't mean you should wake up every day and be submerging it in water. Oh, water resistant. There will be a time where the thing will no longer resist water. Yes, we have an advocate, but you can't keep going into sin all the time because we have an advocate. We have an advocate, but you cannot continue to live anyhow because we have an advocate. That's what happened with King Asa. Even when the Lord came to him by mercy, he continued. So the phone is water resistant. But the makers didn't tell you every day you wake up, you submerge it in water. Submerge it. After a while, the ability for this phone to resist the water will wear out. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Thank you so much. So that's what the John the Beloved said. He said, we have an advocate. He tells you, we have an advocate if we sin. But the first preference is, do not sin. So Jesus is the propitiation of our sin. We are not forgiven when we are remorseful. We are forgiven because he is merciful. It is not your remorse that triggers the forgiveness of sin. Understand that the wages of sin is death. And no mortal man has the capacity to pay for what the wages of sin is, which is death. It was only Jesus. It is the finished work of Christ on the cross of Calvary that paid for that sin. So our sins are forgiven for his name's sake. But he advocates that you and I should not sin. But again, if we do, we don't run from him. We run to him because our sins are forgiven for his name's sake. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. So you and I are under the waterfalls of the forgiveness of sin. You are eternally forgiven. You are not perfect, but you are forgiven. So you and I must believe what Jesus has done for us, because the reason why many have identity crises is because they don't believe what Jesus has done for them. They don't believe what Jesus has done for them. They don't believe what Jesus has done for them. Come before God guiltless. Come before God boldly, according to Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. Let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, the throne of God's unmerited favor to us sinners, that we may receive mercy for our failures, find grace to help in good time for every need, appropriate help and well-timed help coming just when we need it. Hallelujah. Jesus says, I am the propitiation. I am the atoning sacrifice. That is one thing that Jesus has done for us. Number one, exchange. Number two, propitiation. He is our atoning sacrifice. He is our atoning sacrifice. And you and I must keep this in our memory for us to be able to walk in dominion. Number three, substitution. Substitution is like when you're watching a soccer match and a team needs a player to go in and another player has to leave the field for that player to come in. You find that a lot in soccer. A team, when a player is coming, you know, it's not like rugby. In rugby, when a player goes out, I think they come back again after some time, isn't it? I don't know. In rugby, they can come back, isn't it? Thank you. You know, when they go out, they come back. But in soccer, once a player goes out, he can't come back again. Once a player has been substituted, he cannot return back again. And that is what Jesus has done. Substitution. The substitution I'm talking about is not a rugby kind of substitution, where the player goes out, after a while he comes back. No. The substitution is soccer kind of substitution. That is why if a team have exhausted their substitution options and they have an injury and they needed to remove one player that has that injury, they will not bring in another person. If it is 10 men available, they will have to play with that 10 men. Because why? They have exhausted. Once you go out, you can't come back in. Are you understanding me now? Now, that is one of the things that Jesus has done for us. Read with me, Matthew 27, verse 16 to 19. And at that time, they had a notorious prisoner. Follow me carefully on this. Whose name was Barabbas. When I studied this further, I discovered interesting thing about this guy. So when they had assembled for this purpose, Pilate said to them, whom do you want me to set free for you? Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ? For he knew that it was because of envy that they had handed him over to him. Also, while he was seated on the judgment bench, his wife sent him a message saying, have nothing to do with that just and upright man. For I have had a painful experience today in a dream because of him. Now, the high priest tells them, or rather, Pilate tells them to flog Jesus and release him. He says to them, rather, to the Jews, can I flog Jesus and release him? Because already he knew that Jesus didn't commit anything. He knew that they were envious of him. The reason why they brought him for him to crucify him is because they were envious. His wife even corroborated the story and said, look, I had a dream in the night. That man is a just man. Have nothing to do with his death. So he says to them, can I just flog him, deal with him, and release him? Or should I release them, deal with this notorious criminal and crucify? They refused. They said, no, release to us the notorious criminal to us. Release the notorious criminal, but kill Jesus. Do you know why that had to happen? Because a substitution needed to happen. A substitution needed to happen. Let's read further. Let me show you something. The name of the notorious criminal was Barabbas, which means son of Abba. So there were two sons of Abba that will be crucified. Jesus and Barabbas. And I don't believe this was a coincidence. Put the scripture for me on the screen. Thank you. And at that time, Pilate was holding in custody a notorious criminal named Jesus Barabbas. That was not a coincidence. Jesus Barabbas. Then also there was another one. Jesus the Christ. Jesus Barabbas. Jesus the Christ. Jesus Barabbas. Jesus. Two of them, the son of Abba. Two of them, the son of Abba. So they released the notorious criminal in place of the son of God. So Barabbas goes free. Now, this was a metaphor of what happened to us on the cross of Calvary. A substitution has to take place. Jesus, the Christ, has to die in place of Jesus, Barabbas, which is God simply saying that this is what is about to happen by the death, resurrection, burial, glorification of Jesus Christ. There is about to be an exchange. You and I are notorious criminals, but Jesus is going to be substituted so that you and I can be released to go free. Then he will take our place in judgment. Give the Lord your praise this morning. So the Bible says he released him and the man goes free and Jesus was dealt with. Jesus took our place. He cried on the cross, my father, why have you forsaken me? And the reason is so that you and I can cry, my father, thank you for accepting me. Hallelujah. And that was a substitution that took place. You are no longer a stranger. You have now been brought in by the substitutionary sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus took your place, brought you in to take his place. You are a child of God because Jesus died your death so that you and I can live his life. Child of God, Jesus died in your place. And as a result, the Bible now tells us there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. The case against you is closed. The case against you is closed. Jesus has been substituted. You will never return back again. It's not possible because the substitution has taken place once and for all. Give the Lord your praise this morning. I say, give the Lord your praise this morning. Actually, Romans 8:1 TPT says this. So now the case is closed. Thunder, the case is closed. Thunder, the case is closed. Thunder, the case is closed. He says, so now the case is closed. There remains no accusing voice of condemnation against those who are joined in life union with Jesus, the anointed one. I pray for you. Every voice lifted up that is accusing you, I declare by the blood of Jesus, I command those voices be silenced in the name of Jesus. I silence them in the name of Jesus. I announce over your life and destiny, the case is closed in the name of Jesus. I say the case against your life is closed in the name of Jesus. The case is closed in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise this morning. Hallelujah. The case is closed. Child of God, you are not condemned. You are loved of the Lord. Hey. Say the case is closed. From now on, the case is closed. The enemy comes to accuse you. Tell him the case is closed. The enemy brings up your past. Tell the devil the case is closed. Hallelujah. The last thing that Jesus did for us that I want to mention is identification. In the book of Genesis 27, Isaac was about to pass the blessing. And his wife, the mother of Esau, his wife Rebekah, who is the mother of their two sons, Esau and Jacob, heard the conversation. So she told Jacob about it. And she went and prepared the meal for her husband on behalf of Jacob. Now, Jacob didn't prepare the meal. The mother prepared the meal and gave it to him. Jacob didn't prepare the meal. The mother prepared the meal and gave it to him. I pray for you. Beginning from this moment, you are coming into benefits of another man's labor in the name of Jesus. I say you're coming into the benefits of another man's labor in the name of Jesus. I announce over you, come into the benefits of another's labor in the name of Jesus. They will prepare and give to you in the name of Jesus. I said they will prepare and give to you in the name of Jesus. He didn't go to hunt for the animal. He didn't cook the meal, but he came into the benefit of what was already done. I pray for you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your next testimony will be by favor. It will not be by labor in the name of Jesus. I say it will be by favor. It will not be by labor in the name of Jesus. Come into the benefits of another's labor in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. So she prepared the meal and gave it to him, and he went. In verse 11, when Jacob was about to go present the meal to his father, he said to his mother, you know, I am not as hairy as my elder brother Esau. His mother fixed it. And the Bible said the mother disguised him with the skin of the kid of a goat. The mother disguised him with the kid of the skin of a goat. Now, when you study the scriptures very well, this was the second time the word skin was mentioned in scriptures. The first time was when God, you know, killed animals and covered Adam and Eve, their nakedness. Then the next time this was mentioned was here. The first time when God used it to cover Adam and Eve, then the next time was here. So he covered, you know, his skin with the skin of a goat. Then in verse 18, when he came to his father asked him, who are you? He said, I am Esau, your first son. He didn't say, I am Jacob. He didn't identify with his flesh. He identified with the assignment sent to given to him. He didn't say, I am Jacob. He said, I am Esau. Child of God, it is time that you and I start identifying with Christ. Identify with Jesus, because Jesus has done it. Identify with what Jesus has done. Now, let's continue further. From that verse 18 to 22, let me show you something there. And he came unto his father and said, my father, and he said, here am I. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou bidest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it that thou hast found it so quickly? I pray for you. Your next victory will come quickly in the name of Jesus. I said you will find it so quickly in the name of Jesus. What you have been looking for, I prophesy, as you step into this week, you will find it so quickly in the name of Jesus. You will find it so quickly in the name of Jesus. And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. And Isaac said unto Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. Now, the Bible didn't say what I'm about to say. But when we study the Bible, we apply our minds because God has given us the mind. I don't believe that Isaac was that dumb. I don't believe that he was that dumb to not figure out that that was Jacob, even though he disguised his flesh. Because he said, come close to me. There was no way he didn't know that was Jacob. There was no way. Because when he felt his skin, you can know the skin of an animal. You can know the hair of an animal is even from the hair of a human being. The hair of an animal is sharp and is a lot. No human being's hair is like that. And when he said, come to me, for you to see that he knew who he was dealing with, he said, this is the voice of Jacob. Because remember, every human being has an odor. That is why when you spray a perfume on your body, after a while, the perfume takes the composition of your body odor. So the same perfume spray in two different people, they will smell differently. So there was no way he came close. He didn't know. This is Jacob. But why did he continue with the blessing? Why did he continue with the blessing when he knew? So this was what I believe happened. When he lay hands on Jacob, felt the skin, he knew that the sacrifice has already been made. And the sacrifice cannot be reversed. He knew the price had been paid. Because what I asked for, he has provided. What I requested for, he has brought it. Inasmuch as it is not the voice of Esau. And I know somehow that this is Jacob. But one thing is, what I requested for, the demands have been met. I have no choice but to release the blessing. My friend, I came to tell you, Jesus has met the demands of justice. Jesus has met the demands, the sacrifice. Jesus has brought it before the Father. The Father has no choice now but to release the blessing upon you. And I stand here to declare, you are blessed in the name of Jesus. I say you are blessed in the name of Jesus. The sacrifice has been made by your elder brother Jesus. Therefore, receive the blessing in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, the sacrifice cannot be reversed. The sacrifice of Jesus cannot be reversed. There are three things Jacob came with that could not be reversed. Number one, he came with the name of his elder brother. He said, I am Esau, and you and I will come in the name of our elder brother, Jesus Christ. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue in hell shall confess that he is Lord. At the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows. Therefore, I declare, because you have come in the name of the Lord, whatever has contended with you, I command them be leveled out in the name of Jesus. Sickness be leveled out in the name of Jesus. Shame be leveled out in the name of Jesus. The Bible said, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Thunder, I come in the name of the Lord. Thunder, I come in the name of the Lord. Number two, he wore Esau's clothes. That is a metaphor for us as believers to come with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We are wearing the cloth of Jesus. We are wearing the righteousness of Jesus Christ. When the enemy comes to accuse you, he cannot succeed in his accusation, because the righteousness you're wearing, it is not your own righteousness that is filthy rags. The righteousness you are wearing is the righteousness of Christ. And you came, you received it as a gift. You didn't earn it. Hallelujah. And the third thing he came with the sacrifice the Father has asked for. You and I as believers, we come with the sacrifice of Jesus on our behalf. All this allows you and I to gain access to the blessing of Abraham that you and I did not labor for. Give the Lord your praise this morning. I say, give the Lord your praise this morning. So Jesus, we identify with Jesus. I pray for you as you begin to identify as Christ. The things that others have labored to get, it comes to you with ease.
increase in the name of Jesus. The things that others have struggled to get, I prophesy, as you identify as Christ, it comes to you in the name of Jesus. I say it comes to you in the name of Jesus. I declare it is not by might, it is not by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. Receive what others labored for. Receive it by favor in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise one more time. You are now coming into the benefit of the finished work of Christ. It is not DNA, it is Christ. So Jacob came, took the blessing. In the same way, you come into Christ and you take all the blessing that is in Christ. All the blessing of God, they are in Christ and they are yours. And they are yes and amen in Jesus. Hallelujah. So I prophesy over you, by the time this service is ending, I decree and I declare, you step into the job you didn't apply for in the name of Jesus. Promotion you did not solicit for, step into it in the name of Jesus. I say jobs you didn't apply for, enter into it in the name of Jesus. Contracts you have not bidded for, by the mercy of God, by the goodness of God, by the sacrifice of Jesus, enter and receive it in the name of Jesus. Isaac said to Jacob, how is it you have found it so soon? How is it you have gotten it so quickly? And Jacob said something important. He said, your God brought it to me. I don't know who it is. God is bringing things to you in the name of Jesus. I say in this season, God is bringing things to you in the name of Jesus. The remaining days of this year, God is bringing things to you in the name of Jesus. He is bringing favor to you, bringing peace to you, bringing healing to you, bringing restoration to you in the name of Jesus. I say come into that opportunity you didn't beg for in the name of Jesus. Thunder, it is not DNA. It is Christ. Isaac said to Jacob, how come you've gotten it so soon? There are some things that God brings to you. There are some things that God brings to you. And in the remaining days of this year, you're coming into favor you didn't solicit for. I say you're coming into favor you didn't solicit for. You're coming into things you didn't labor for. And your testimony will be, the Lord my God brought it to me. I say your testimony will be, the Lord my God brought it to me in the name of Jesus. And I speak to every businessman here, every businesswoman here. Your business has not been going the way it ought to go. I pray for you. After today, you will come into business opportunity you didn't pray for in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare, deals that will blow your mind is delivered to you in the name of Jesus. Because it is not DNA, it is Christ. I declare, as you identify as Christ, what others are struggling to get, the Lord gives it to you by favor in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says in verse 20 of Genesis 27, and Isaac said unto his son, how is it you have found this so quickly, my son? He said, the Lord brought it to me. Hear this, friends. There are things you get by labor, and there are things you get by identification. There are things you get by labor. There are things you get by identification. And, you know, when there are things that the sons and the children of a notable man will get just by identifying with the man. There are doors that will open for them. Are you listening to me now? You know, Tata Nelson Mandela's grandson, is it grandson or son? One of them was arrested. Grandson was arrested when they went to deliver food in Gaza and all of those things by Israeli soldiers and all of those things. Do you know why it made news? Because of the grandfather's name. If it was any kind of person, the Israeli soldiers would have deleted him. They couldn't delete him because his grandfather's name, identification. They know if they do that, there will be global confusion. There will be global confusion. If they try that, as ruthless as the Israeli soldiers are, if they had killed that boy, we'll be talking something else now. Identification. For the fact that Mandela's name, Mandela ended that boy's name, it became a global news. South African government issued a warning. Release that boy now. and he was released. My friend, there are things you get by identification. I declare, as you identify as Christ, what has been difficult for others, it becomes easy for you in the name of Jesus. I say it becomes easy for you in the name of Jesus. The scripture says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Because you identify as Christ, any finger lifted against you, they are broken in the name of Jesus. I said they are broken in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. The delay is over, child of God. When you identify as Christ, you receive what you didn't labor for. Why? Because Christ, in Christ, all the blessings of God are guaranteed. In Christ, things comes to you by identification. Hear me, friends. The difference that is clear between the believer and the unbeliever is because we identify as Christ. We identify as Christ. And there are some of you, you want all you have to come by labor. I celebrate you. But there are some of us, we can only trust God for anything that comes into our life. Because we know that there are levels that labor cannot bring you into. There are levels that labor cannot take you. There is a level that you need to get to in life that labor cannot bring you. I pray for you. May you come into levels that only your identification with Christ gives to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give the Lord your praise this morning. I said, give the Lord your praise this morning. Stop identifying with your past life and past family. Identify with Jesus. Child of God, identify with Christ. He said, we are now made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Stop running from the adversary. You are as powerful as Jesus is. You are as powerful as Jesus is. As I said to you, you are driving a Rolls Royce given to you by heaven. You driving it and the location doesn't change the value of what you're driving. The Holy Ghost is on the inside of you. The same power that resurrected Christ, that same power is domiciled on the inside of you. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. That is why the Bible tells us, 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, the B part. He said, because as he is, so are we in this world. As he is, not as he was. As he is. Let even take as he was. As he was on the earth, he walked on water. As he was on the earth, he turned 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes into multitude. As he was on earth, he never was manipulated, dominated, oppressed by devils. So even as he was on the earth, Jesus was in dominion. How much more now, the Bible says, as he is, Christ is in glory. That is how you are. I prophesy over you, your glory days are here in the name of Jesus. I say, your glory days are here in the name of Jesus. He is seated in glory. How should you be seated? Seated in glory. How is Jesus now? Not harassed, not tensed up. Not under pressure. How should you be? Not harassed. Not tensed up. Not under pressure. Child of God, everything written about you is greater. I'm telling you, everything written about you is greater. I say everything written about you is greater. The Bible says the lines are falling on you in pleasant places. You have a goodly heritage. 1,000 falls at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. It will not come near you. Only with your eyes you will behold and see the reward of the wicked. The Bible says you will pick up deadly things. It will not hurt you. You will pick up deadly things. It will not hurt you. I declare, whatever has been scheduled to hurt you in this season, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. I say it will not hurt you in the name of Jesus. It will not hurt you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When let's close with this. Let me go back to the first sentence I mentioned, the first scripture I read last week. Numbers 12, verse 3. How does this have to do with us? When you look at the life of Moses, Moses killed an Egyptian. The man Moses, Numbers 12, 3, he said, now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. The man Moses was a very brutal human being. The man Moses, when he was given the tablet containing the Ten Commandments,
He broke it in anger. Not by mistake. He was so angry, he broke it. The same man Moses, before he died, the same man Moses, he was so angry that God told him to speak to the rock for water to come, and he struck the rock. I hope you know, Moses wrote the book of Numbers. The first five books were written by Moses. This same man, Moses, comes and now writes about himself before he died. He wrote his identification in bracket. He said, now the man Moses was very meek. Can you imagine that? Writes about him. Somebody else didn't write this. He wrote this. The first five books of the Bible was written by Moses. So he comes and writes, now the man Moses, he said, in case posterity will forget me, let me quickly chip this in. He chipped it in. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men. Okay, if you had said the man Moses was meek, we can at least agree, we can tolerate it. But he now wrote, above all the men on the planet, who did the statistics? How did he arrive at such? It is called identification. Moses simply said, forget everything you know about me. I identify as a meek man above all the men on the face of the earth. He said, that's what I choose to identify as and with. Forget everything else you know about me. Child of God, identify as Christ. Child of God, your identity changed at the cross. Your identity changed when Jesus shed his blood on the cross. When he died, when he was buried, when he resurrected, now seated glorified. The day you got born again, your identity changed. You now identify as Christ. The man Moses identified himself as the meekest man on the earth. Whether you agree with it or not, is your own cup of tea. Whether the devil agrees with you or not, is his own cup of tea. I identify as Christ. I identify as Christ. In him I live, in him I move, in him I have my being. I identify as Christ. Yes, I know you know my past, but I identify as Christ. I know you know my weaknesses. I identify as Christ. I know you know that people like me are not the type that God should be blessing. I still identify as Christ, because the sacrifice was perfect for time and for eternity. It cannot be reversed again. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Let's rise on our feet as we go home. Hallelujah. Lift your voice in thanksgiving this morning. Lift your voice in thanksgiving. Repeat after me. Say, I boldly declare. Thunder, I boldly declare. I identify as Christ. The spirit that resurrected Christ lives inside of me. I am as powerful as Christ is. I am as anointed as Christ. Every identity that is not Christ, I reject it. Thunder, I identify as Christ. He is in me. Thunder, he is in me. He is in me, and I am in him. Lift your voice and affirm that this morning. Lift your voice and affirm it.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.